Welcome to LawNext PR, the podcast where we put a spotlight on the latest news coming out of the legal tech industry. This is Bob Ambrogi, and in each episode of LawNext PR, I interview a legal tech company about its just-released news or latest developments. Today, we highlight Clapper, an innovative no-code, do-it-yourself legal virtual assistant builder powered by generative AI. It was developed by the company Clobot, and here to tell us about it is Clobot's CEO, Raghav Jagannathan. Raghav, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bob, for having me.
Raghav, before we get to the product and before we talk about Clobot, tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Raghav Jagannathan. I've been in the industry for just over a couple of decades now, primarily working within the legal industry. I worked personally consulted for law firms over the last couple of decades in many different capacities. Especially in the last 5 years, we've been focused on how we can use the power of artificial intelligence to surface firm intelligence in basically where attorneys work in SharePoint or in their Windows platform or the Teams or Zoom or any of that. So my focus it has been over the last 5 years primarily around surfacing firm intelligence using AI where attorneys work.
And last week, you introduced Clapper, which is something new to the market. Tell us what it does.
Clapper truly is a unique platform. It's a first of its kind. It is a do-it-yourself, no-code virtual assistant builder platform. Now, what that means in simple English is basically Clapper helps non-technical people, knowledge managers, knowledge attorneys, knowledge workers, to basically connect and surface intelligence that is hidden within their knowledge systems. For example, your document management systems like NetDocuments, iManage, your experience management systems, the Litera Foundation, your SQL databases that powers your time and billing platforms like Elite and Advent, your custom homegrown applications where you might have custom databases designed for that. So knowledge lives beyond just documents. So Clapper designed assistants, the assistants that you can design with Clapper with no code, you can simply use our powerful connectors to connect to these databases, your documents and systems, and just surface intelligence using the power of generative AI. So Clapper helps you design, create, and deploy a very intelligent assistant that you can use basically for Q&A. For example, you can ask it questions. That is intelligence, and it uses the intelligence that it just gathered from those knowledge sources to answer your question in the most appropriate way with citations. Or it can even do things on your behalf to a true assistant. For example, creating a meeting on your behalf, doing time entry on your behalf, even applying for leave on your behalf, manage expense claims on your behalf, approve claims on your behalf, or even submit a claim on your behalf. So Clapper design assistants can not only surface knowledge, but they can also do actions, take actions, truly act as an assistant for an attorney. And all this can be done securely with our Clapper platform using the Clapper Builder. And the beauty about the Clapper platform itself is it's highly secure. It deploys and gets configured on the firm's Azure tenant. This is a major differentiator for some of the other possible competitors out there, because all your data that Clapper learns lives in your tenant. So we as a vendor, we do not have access to it, and neither does anybody else except for the Microsoft Azure tenant that you provisioned as part of the Microsoft Azure subscription that you have. And Clapper data, all its learnings just stays there. And the last but not the least, the most important part of Clapper is its pricing model, which makes it available to everybody. One of the key problems with AI and its adoption is cost. It's so expensive for mid-sized firms, or even larger firms, to adapt and adopt an AI-based assistant slash helper. With Clapper, you can design assistance that is based on a very cost-effective active user model, meaning that you only pay for the users that use Clapper. So the three-prong approach makes Clapper unique. No-code, highly connected learning model that can learn off your data sources, your actual knowledge sources within your firm, not just documents, beyond documents. a highly secure deployment infrastructure, meaning that Clapper lives within your Azure tenant, within your domain. So no one has access to the data it learns except for you. And third is cost effective, which means that anybody can afford and use Clapper to design your AI strategy.
Okay, you've covered a lot there. And let me break down a little bit more some of the details around this. First of all, who are the target users for this within a law firm?
So Clapper has two components to it. One component is designing the assistant itself. Assistant design, meaning in the olden days or 5-7 years ago, this term we used to use was chatbots. Now we don't no longer use that because of many different reasons, but obviously because of the fact that the new generative AI models and the term that often people use is assistant. So I'm going to continue to use assistant. So there are two aspects of Clapper. One is an assistant builder and an assistant consumer. The assistant builder, the target audience for that could be both non-technical and technical people within your firm. So a non-technical person could be a knowledge attorney who has limited to decent knowledge in IT, which means that he or she has built something before using, say, a Power app with Microsoft, like a form or a simple workflow, or it's a little bit technical, or simply a completely non-technical person who is really focused on knowledge. So Clapper assistants can be built by both non-technical and technical knowledge workers, knowledge attorneys, knowledge managers, innovations professionals, and IT. So you can simply use a drag and drop model that helps you design an assistant connected to your line of business data, your time and billing data, your DMS within seconds. Once you configure and design your assistant, you test it within the sandbox, and then you deploy that for your end user consumption in a channel, like a Microsoft Teams channel or a Zoom channel or as a Windows app. So the idea is that you design the assistant as a knowledge professional, and then you deploy that assistant on any platform where knowledge consumption happens. And that could be on a website, that could be on your SharePoint internet, Teams, as I said before. So the end users or the attorneys, or the partners, the associates, the interns, those are the consumers of Clapper. Even shared services folks like HR, finance, marketing, basically depends on the reason you created the assistant for that can be consumed by any employee within your organization.
Raghav, I assume that the builders can build multiple assistants to address multiple scenarios. Can you give examples of some of the scenarios that firms would use this for?
Sure. Yeah. So typically Clapper, as I said, Clapper is an assistant builder platform, meaning that you're designing an assistant for a specific or specific use cases, either a specific use case or use cases. Let me give you an example of a generic use case, like a My HR assistant. With a My HR assistant, you can create a very powerful assistant that can answer questions related to HR within your firm, could help you with the onboarding process, could apply for leave on your behalf, could check on leave balance on your behalf, and perform a lot of different HR duties on behalf of the attorney, like the ones I just mentioned. So that My HR assistant, the HR professional in your firm, maybe the HR consultant, the director, whoever the person is, would simply go to Clapper Builder platform, create a new assistant, call it My HR, for example, and then connect it to your HR system using our connectors. For example, if you use ADP or if you use PeopleSoft, you can simply connect that assistant to those applications to get and set data, meaning that you can get information about, you know, how much PTO do I have left? Or you can set information. Can I apply for a leave on a specific day or a duration of days? You can even train that assistant on data, which are documents like policies and procedures that may live in, say, iManage or Net Documents, or just in SharePoint. So you can simply use one of our connectors, iManage connector, or SharePoint connector, or Net Documents connector, train that assistant on the document library or the workspace and all the documents within the workspace or document library, so that when people ask questions about leave policy within my firm, or any kind of discrimination policy within my firm, or any kind of policy and procedure that exists with my firm, Clapper, my HR assistants already learn from those sources. So when you deploy this to, say, your HR team in Teams, or simply make it available as a chatbot in your intranet on the MyHR, on your HR portal, users, attorneys, just staff members can simply click on it and interact with it. They can ask questions on your corporate policies or on HR, or they can ask to do stuff on the attorney's behalf, like apply for a leave or check on leave balance. Basically, consumer of that assistant once you deploy it in a channel they consume. So that's an example of my HR assistant. For example, a different use case could be a time and billing assistant. A time and billing assistant could be very useful, and this is a very common use case because as part of a couple of other companies I own, we build a lot of intranets for firms. Intranet portals that basically surface data intelligence. So the ability to surface that data intelligence that is stored within my time and billing platform, or even apply or enter timesheets and automate the process, or proactively deliver alerts to you based on some key data metrics. I'll give you an example of that. You can design a time and billing assistant and can know who the person is. So you make it persona-driven and user-driven, meaning that it only shows you the data you're supposed to see from your time and billing platform. And you can simply connect this assistant as the assistant builder to your time and billing platform database, let's say SQL, let's say Elite SQL, and let it learn of the data. And you design the assistant, you fine-tune the assistant with prompt engineering. And basically the purpose of this assistant is to reactively or proactively deliver data alerts to you, the data that you care about. For example, my missing timesheets for the week, for example, or my billings year to date. The ability to get that data or the matters that I'm working on, right? Or just to get the status of a recent matter that I was involved in, right? So to have that instant data point access, either reactively that I'm asking the assistant as an attorney on a team chat or a chat interface in the SharePoint portal, wherever it's surfaced, the ability to ask that or reactively ask that or proactively being delivered that alert in my team chat by Clapper Assistant. So these are some of the use cases that you can design without writing a single line of code, where Clapper is seamlessly connected through our connectors to a line of business data. It learns of the data sets using the power of generative AI and either does stuff on your behalf or answers stuff on your behalf, questions and answers.
You talk a lot about these intelligent connectors as one of the unique features of this application. How easy is it to set up those connections using your intelligent connectors?
Great question. So our intelligent connectors, the reason why we call them intelligent connectors is because they're truly intelligent. And if you notice, I continue to use the word no code, because one of the key points of Clapper is a platform designed for non-technical people, meaning that creation of an assistant is simply clicking on a button that says create assistant, and it has a name and a description. Once you create that assistant, empowering that assistant with a knowledge source from an iManage workspace is simply clicking on a button called knowledge base, and picking iManage as a connector, and then simply picking your source where you want to train it from. Using our really simple to use content browser window, you can simply browse the content that you care about in iManage, taking an iManage example. The workspace that you care about, you can simply search for the workspace, find that folder that you want to train the content from, and pick that folder, take it, and just say train. That's it. It's that simple. So the design behind Clapper, if you compare it with, say, some of the other products out there, including Microsoft Copilot, which is a pretty technical tool if you want to design an assistant, we designed an assistant builder platform with attorneys in mind, with knowledge managers in mind. Because of our experience working with attorneys, working with knowledge managers, we understand the nuances around all the technical terms that you're hit with when you're designing AI-powered bots and agents and assistants. So with our intelligent connectors, it literally is extremely simple. And some of the videos that we published on the internet will showcase that, how easy it is to simply pick, point, click, configure, and click on the train button. And just like that, using the power of generative AI, we learn that content. The Clapper assistant learns the content in that context, so you can ask it questions.
So Raghav, if I may law firm innovation professional or KM professional, and I'm listening to this interview right now, and I say, sounds interesting. How do I get started? How do they get started? What's involved in getting this set up and deployed in the first instance?
Sure. So Clapper deploys on your Azure platform, on your Azure tenant. You are meaning the firm's Azure tenant. We do offer a hosted model, but we recommend that you go with this model that we strongly endorse to take Clapper and deploy it on your Azure tenant. So to get started, Clapper installation literally takes minutes. We've thought through the entire process from start to beginning, as long as the firm's IT can provision the prerequisites for Clapper, the Azure tenant space that it needs, the Azure OpenAI subscription that it needs. Deploying Clapper takes minutes. Once it's deployed, the next step is to work with our customer success team to help understand how the Clapper builder works. Now, again, as I repeatedly said during this podcast, we design software for lawyers, for knowledge attorneys. So as soon as you look at the Clapper UI, the user interface, you would see that it's super simple. You would not need a user guide to use Clapper, to create a virtual assistant, to empower the virtual assistant, literally connecting to an iMinute source or a Net document source or a SQL source or a SharePoint source, or even a modern web application microservice. I just threw a lot of tech terms there. Source, or even SQL source, SQL Server database source. Connecting to those sources is really simple. Point, click, configure, connect. Additional training that we provide is around formatting of the data and prompt engineering. How do you design prompts that helps Clapper understand the queries better so it can answer the queries better? And when it answers the queries better, how does it answer it? How does the formatting of the answer work? And the formatting of those answers, you don't need to learn JSON. You don't need to learn all those things. You can simply write English language text and say, look, format in bold, amount in dollars, literally a text like that. And Clapper learns that, look, if I encounter a dollar amount in my output, I should format that in bold. So we've thought through the whole process of how the input formatting, input prompting works, how the output formatting works. No need to learn JSON, no need to learn variables, no need to learn all that stuff that, for example, in Power Automate you need to do, or Copilot, a studio you need to work on. With Clapper, all that stuff is just plain old simple English. So we'll help you, we'll train you with our customer success team to do input and output prompt engineering. And really, it's a joint effort. So from that point onwards, we are available from a consulting perspective for the firm so that we can help you design some advanced skills for Clapper. If that's a use case that you want, we can also jointly build together a proof of concept that you may have that you want Clapper to learn from sources so that it can do stuff or answer stuff. We can jointly design that for you together as part of a service. But there are many ways to engage. Our bottom line is this. We believe Clapper is an amazing product. We've designed Clapper based on our learnings from doing AI-powered software over the last 5 years. We've designed a software for attorneys and knowledge managers and knowledge workers. So working with our customer success team, we can make sure you're successful.
Raghav, we're about out of time. Anything else you'd like listeners to know about Clapper?
I think you covered most of it through your questions and hopefully answered those in an informative way. The one thing I want to leave you from a Clapper perspective, the key value proposition of Clapper truly is simplicity and our know-how of the law, of especially the legal communities, because we build intranets, we build extranets, we build custom solutions. We understand the nuances of the firm data. So in terms of Clapper, connecting to these data sets, extracting intelligence from the data set, literally is a point, click, and configure. So reach out to us help you launch your next AI big thing at your firm. Clapper truly is an amazing product. I can't wait to show you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being with us today. We've been speaking with Raghav Jeyaganathan, the CEO of Clobot, about Clapper. That's with K-L-A-P-P-E-R, just released last week. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube at lawnext_PR. You can also find all of the episodes on the LawNext Legal Tech directory under the Resources tab. This is Bob Ambrogi. Thanks so much for listening.